Please. Man. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word this evening, Father God. It will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And I thank you, Father God, that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth things from your word this evening and just things that you would have, not only for this congregation, Father God, but also for myself to help us in life. Because I thank you, Father God, you sent the Holy Ghost, the helper to help us, Father God. And Holy Ghost, we ask you, sir, to unveil and reveal to us more truths from the word this evening. And we won't just take it lightly, Father God, but we'll continue to meditate on the light that we've received tonight, and we'll walk in it. And I thank you, Father God, for everything that you would have for us this evening, that it will come forth, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the mantle that you placed on my life, the anointing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. Things will be coming forth this evening that I don't even plan on, that I didn't plan on saying. And so we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for it. We're not looking to me because I can't do nothing for anybody. But hallelujah, the anointing can. The word of God can. And so, Father God, that's what we're looking to, and that's what we're pulling on, the anointing and the word. And so we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians right there, 6. We'll start about verse 14. What verse I say? 14, that's good. I'm going to read it out of the King James. It says, be ye not, what?
Unequally
yoked together with who?
Unbelievers.
For what fellowship hath what?
Righteousness.
With?
Unrighteousness.
And what communion hath light?
Darkness.
Hath light with darkness.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah. And what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Amen. Where is that at? I took a picture of my other Bible. Here it is. In the front of it. I got it from my dad. It's the Bible he used going through Bible school. And in the front of it, he wrote down, a Christian who marries another in the world forfeits their rights or freedom, limits their fellowship, and puts themselves in bondage to the world's mind. Amen. Go back to 14, please. Be ye not unequally yoked, how?
Together.
But with who?
Unbelievers.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with what?
Unrighteousness.
And what communion hath light with darkness?
Yes.
How can we sit there in fellowship with people that don't believe like us? How can I constantly hang out with people that don't believe like me? Am I saying to just hang out with Christians? Absolutely not, because then how are you going to get people into the kingdom,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Am I saying spend every waking moment with them? No, because it's going to affect you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen.
And so a lot of times we spend too much time with the world. That's the thing. Look, I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. So I'm just going to start reading off some stuff. All right. If we spend a lot of time with people, if you spend a lot of time with people, you get close,
yes.
Right? You start sharing things in common with them.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's how you get close with people. You start talking about things that both of y'all have in common.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you don't have stuff in common with them, then you wouldn't be comfortable around them.
Right?
Right? That's just facts.
Yes, sir.
Let me read this again. Be ye not unequally yoked together with who?
Unbelievers.
Well, you know, the love of God on the inside of me. Satan is pretty sneaky.
Amen.
He's not ignorant.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's not dumb.
No, not at all.
And too many times we listen to little things like, yeah, but God loves everybody. Obviously, John 3:16 says that.
Yes.
But God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
Does he love what people are doing?
No. Yes.
Has God sent, don't answer this, has God sent anybody to hell? No. Absolutely not. Because if he did, would he have sent his son?
No.
I thought he loved the world.
Right.
Why would he send somebody to hell that he loves?
Right.
It's everybody's choice.
Yes.
Either you can receive God, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior or not. That's your decision.
Yes.
If you fellowship a lot with people, then you're fellowshipping with whatever spirits they're yielding to.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. See, if they don't like the Holy Spirit and you don't like a wrong spirit, then how much time can you really spend with each other? See, if they don't like God and the things of the Word of God, and you don't like sin and the things of sin, then how can we spend a lot of time with them?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Well, you know, I'm trying to win them into the kingdom. That's a lie. I used to say it. Well, I'm trying to help them. But then, looking back, I caught myself doing some of the things they were doing.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you spend a lot of time with people, then either they're going your way or you're going their way.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I did write this down. Yeah. Then you might think, yeah, but I need to show them the love of God. But maybe they don't even care about the love of God.
Amen.
And then you spend enough time with them till their evil spirit stops bothering you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
See, you start, you know, Satan comes up, yeah, but God loves everybody. You're just trying to help them. Well, they can watch me and they can get help. If they need help, they can come to me.
Right.
Amen. They can see my life and how my life is. And if they desire it, they can come to me. I don't have to spend every waking moment with them. See, if I'm hanging out with people that constantly watch porno. Amen. So if I hang out with people that are constantly cussing, there's going to come some point to where it stops bothering me.
Yes.
Now what am I doing? See, if I'm hanging out in school with a bunch of kids that really, you know, believe in the LGBTQ2, whatever, however you say it, and by no means am I talking about them.
Right.
I need everybody to understand that because God loves them just like they loved me when I was acting ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 So if I'm starting to hang out with them, there's going to come a point to where that stops bothering me.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so the things that they're believing in now is influencing my life. And then people wonder why other people kind of leave the church or whatever. Well, what were they doing before anything happened? Were they hanging out with people that believed like them or not?
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
We shouldn't allow the world to influence us, period.
Yes. Right.
Period.
Yeah.
We should be the influencers.
Yes.
Yes.
We should be.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all saw or if you know Dr. Gene, Pastor Gene in Phoenix, but he put a deal up on Facebook. One of the guys, I guess there was, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I guess there was some commercials about that talked about Jesus. And there was it's a Christian guy. He's a billionaire. He's the one that was able to sow towards that.
Yes.
See, without money, what are we going to do? That's another thing, but no, influencing. That's what it was, yeah. So he was able to influence millions of people because how many people watched the Super Bowl?
Amen.
Amen.
But if I'm constantly hanging out with people that say, well, you know, there's more than just one gender. Well, says who? Because number one, I can't argue with somebody with what I think. Why am I trying to argue with somebody with what I think? What does what I think have anything to do with the Word of God? What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say concerning what you're talking about? Because if I say this is what I believe, they're going to argue with me. People are less likely to argue with you if you say, well, God said. And I'm not going around shoving it in people's face either. Because you do more harm than good doing that. Because now you're creating enemies. Now you're creating somebody that's hating the church. And if the love of God is in me, then the opportunity will show up if they watch me long enough. And so for the world to try to... And that's kind of why I wanted the youth in here tonight, because like the genders and all that kind of stuff, if I hang out with people that love that kind of stuff, that do that kind of stuff long enough, you really think that I'm going to change the way that they're believing? Or is the way that they're doing things going to start affecting me and making me think, well, maybe it's okay.
Right. Yes.
Yep. And not, it's not just for the youth either.
Amen.
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 So if I'm hanging out with people that don't believe in healing and find prosperity at all, you think I'm going to affect them or are they going to affect me?
Amen.
So I need to stop and just think for a little bit. Who am I hanging out with? Who has been influencing me? Because if I'm hanging out with people, the things that they're believing in, the spirits that's following them around will start affecting me in my life. Hallelujah, this is good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. So I said, and the ill spirits, they'll stop bothering you, right? So see, about, let's say 6 months or 8 months or even a year, it bothered you whenever they cussed, right? But what about 2 years?
Amen.
What about a year and a half?
Yes.
It bothered you whenever they were talking about somebody, or it bothered you when they were making fun of somebody, or when they were watching porno. It might have bothered you, but what about a year and a half down the road?
Yes.
Does it still bother you?
Yeah.
Or is it okay now?
Right.
Or is it you just kind of, you don't worry about it anymore?
Amen.
You say something every now and again, but not really. You know, they're drinking and stuff, and you're still hanging out with them. I'm not, once again, I need y'all to understand, I'm not saying stop hanging out with everybody, because
right.
I know a lot of people that drink.
Right.
Am I hanging out with them on the weekends?
No. Amen.
No. And I don't understand why us as parents think we're so smart. I'm going to jump on us for a minute, because we are geniuses when it comes to our kids. Absolutely geniuses, because we can tell who they're hanging out with that fast. When it comes to our personal life, we're ignorant. Just ignorant.
Yes, sir.
And I'll say it. I don't mind saying it. I talk to myself. Amen. Just ignorant, because we'll hang out with whoever.
Right. Amen. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And then think, that ain't going to affect me.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll get through it. Look at your neighbor and say, we'll get through it.
Amen.
Amen. We will.
Amen.
I'll say this real fast. Well, let me finish saying that. until for a year or whatever, and then, or when they talked about, they liked their, they, son, I don't even know what I wrote right there, because that don't make any sense. Whatever, it doesn't bother you now. And then I'm just going to read the end part. Not even realizing that you have become like them. Yeah. And then I wrote conformity. Yes. Conformity. Yes.
Amen.
Then I wrote tolerance is the first step to conformity.
Yes. Yes.
Tolerance is the first step to conformity. Well, you know, I can deal with that for a while. But can you? Because you're not in the Word like you was before. And so now what they're doing is really affecting you, because the Word was in there. But now what they're doing is in there. And how what they're sounding like is in there. Because that fullness of the Word that was on the inside of you started leaking out. And now the fullness is looking... It the emptiness is looking for something to fill it. And so what I'm around and who I'm hanging out with and their way of life is starting to look like my way of life now.
Amen.
And then, you know, some believers are like, God, why is my life like this? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy knows if you're living right, he can't just get you to full-blown sinning in that area.
Amen.
Right? So his tactic is to get you around someone that's yielding to those spirits and to tolerate it.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Is to get you around those people that are yielding to whatever spirits it is, and then get you to tolerate it for a while. If Satan can't get you off track, he will try to get people close to you. He doesn't care if it takes 10 years to get you conformed to that.
Amen.
He doesn't care how long it takes.
Amen.
He doesn't care if it takes 20 years. As long as he can continually get you to hanging out with those people,
that's right.
Then the way of their life will soon be your way of life.
Yes. Amen.
As long as he can keep you tolerating more, tolerating more, tolerating more, you don't realize you're becoming used to it. You don't notice it, and you're becoming like it.
Yes, amen.
So if I'm continually just tolerating this kind of language, this kind of behavior, this kind of lifestyle, oh, it's okay. You know, they're just sinners. Okay, but you're a child of God, I thought.
Yes.
And so I'm allowing what they're doing to affect me more than what the Word of God says. And so instead of showing them, and the thing is, we'll let people act crazy and we'll hang out with them. But if we mention God, they will flip out and we will shut our mouth. But we will let them act crazier than all get out and be okay with it. That's funny, ain't it? If you just stop and think about it. We'll hang out with people that are buck wild. We say anything about healing or Jesus, they get mad quick. And so we shut up and back off. But they can continually push and push and push, and we allow it. Well, I don't want to offend them. What about the God, the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? You don't think he's offended how they're acting and living right now?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is good. Amen. Didn't know it was going to go this way till, I guess, last night or this morning, but amen. It's good anyways.
Amen.
Turn over to 2 Timothy, please. 3:13, King James. We might go a little bit past 8. Y'all okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Yes.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Where are you at, 2 Timothy? I think I wrote it down wrong. Mm-hmm. 2:15. I wrote 3:15, sorry. No, it's not 2:15. Where was that? Great. No, talking about, it talks about persecution. Go to 13. Did it say anything about persecution? Nope. 12, thank you. If we suffer, yes, ma'am. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. No. Where are you at?
2:12. 2 Timothy 3:12.
2, sorry. Yeah, you're in 2. Go to 3:12. We're back. Thank you. You was right. It was just, she was in 2:12. So I was like, no, that ain't right. Yeah. Yes. Yea. And all that will live godly in Christ, yea, and all that will live how?
Godly in Christ.
Shall suffer what?
Persecution.
Why are you going to suffer persecution? Because you ought to be okay with me being bisexual.
Right.
If you really love me, you'd be okay with my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
No.
What does the Word of God say concerning your lifestyle?
Right. That's right. Amen.
Yeah, but I thought God loves us. He does. He doesn't love sin.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
For God so loved the world.
Yes.
That means everybody.
Right.
Yes.
You think God loved Adolf Hitler?
Yes.
Yes.
Some of y'all kind of were like, no. No, he did. Because he sent Jesus.
Yes.
Adolf Hitler made a choice.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mussolini? Or
yes.
You think God loved him? We can't just say God loved them and not them. How do you know? Because I thought the scripture,
that's right.
Not
amen.
What we think.
Right.
I thought the scripture said, for God so loved the world.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer what?
Persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to suffer it if you're really stand on the Word of God and don't back off of it. And don't allow people to say, well, you ought to be okay with how I'm living. You can live how you want to live. That's between you and God, not me and you. But me, I'm not going to live like that because according to the Word of God, it says not to.
Right.
Amen.
And we really don't have time for me to go into all of that.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now,
amen.
We don't
amen.
At all because we still got a lot more to go through here. So we understand that even if people are like, you know, and y'all youth need to hear this because y'all are in school and I know it's a big push right now in schools and stuff to, well, you can identify however you want. According to the Word of God, it says Adam and Eve.
Right.
Two identities, that's it.
Right.
Didn't say nothing about an animal. Well, you need to just allow us to be like this. You can do what you want to do.
Right.
I don't have to. They're like, well, what about freedom? Well, what about freedom of religion? Why can't I believe what the Word of God says? You can believe what you want to believe. Why are you so, and it's Satan behind them. You got to understand that because of the Word of God. But why do you get to believe how you want to believe and then fight me on what I say? I don't believe that way.
Amen.
So we need to understand there is persecution if you stay with the Word of God. There is persecution. So either you're going to conform to the world's way, which is easy, which is okay, they're not fighting me no more. There's no more pressure. They're not pushing against me no more. Or,
amen. Come on.
Amen.
If you're unable to bear what people are saying about you, if you let it wear on you, then you will allow Romans 12:2 to happen to you. You will change so that the persecution will stop and they find someone else to go after.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to Romans 12:2, please.
Amen.
We got the God's Word. Translation? Nope. You ain't got the Phillips either, right? What about the Living? I'll read God's words first. You got the Living up. God's Word translation says, don't become like the people of this world. That's what it says. Don't become like the people of this world.
Yes,
amen. And then the Living right here. Don't copy the behavior and what?
Of this world.
Amen. Don't copy the behavior and customs of what?
This world.
But be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Go to the Passion, please. Stop imitating what?
The ideas
and opinions. Well, I think, you know, we should do it like this. Well, I think it's okay to have a drink every now and again. You know why they drank in the Bible? It was to kill the diseases and things.
Right, yeah.
Did you know that?
Well,
it should be all right. Once again, that's between you and God. But I know if it causes somebody else to sin.
Amen.
Stop imitating the ideas and opinions of the culture around you. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bit of drinking. Once again, between you and God. But I do promise you this. If you stay full of the Word of God, the desire of that alcohol won't be there.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Y'all okay? Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to make it, I promise. Hallelujah. The culture around you, but be inwardly, say inwardly.
Inwardly.
transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you what? This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Pull up the message, please. While you're pulling up the message, I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Conform means comply with, abide by, obey, follow, be in accordance with, and then it behave according to socially acceptable conventions or standards. Socially acceptable. And then it also means become the same as. Conform, become the same as. The message, I'll just start at one. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering, embracing what God does for you. What God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so what?
Well-adjusted
to your culture that you fit in without even thinking.
Amen.
Without even thinking. You just living life like they are. Because you've allowed that influence in your life so much to what now that same lifestyle that they're living is a part of your life now, because it stopped bothering you because you've hung out with it for so long now. It stopped bothering you and being an issue to where it's fine now, we good. And then all of a sudden you find yourself living the same kind of life. Amen. Without even thinking, instead, fix your attention on who?
God.
Amen. Are y'all okay?
Yes.
All right, amen. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Go to the Phillips. You ain't got the Phillips. Never mind. I got the Phillips. The Phillips says, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. What does that sound like? That sounds like what I was saying a while ago. What do you mean? There's all kind of different genders. What do you mean? There's all kind of different sexualities, bisexual, transsexual, pansexual. That's the only ones I know. But I know there's a lot more than that. A lot more. I can live like this. Don't allow the way the world is living to squeeze you into its mold.
Yes.
If you know what the Word of God says, stay with the Word of God.
Yes.
And live how the Word of God says. And you will start affecting people's life because they will pay attention to it. I'm telling you, people are watching you if you think so or not. And so if you're acting like them, you really think they're going to come to you for answers? I wouldn't, because if me and my life and your life look the same, why would I come to you? Why? You ain't got no answers for me. We live in the same kind of life. Why do I want to ask you how to live a victorious life if your life looks like mine? Why? Now, if your life looks like mine and you're able to sing, live in victory, and you get through it, but although another situation pops up, you're able to get right through it again, okay. But if your life is continually in the same spot as theirs, why would they come to us? Why?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's got to be some point in a Christian's life and people that go to church every day to where we say enough is enough. I'm going to stop living how I was, and I'm going to do what God asked. I'm going to live according to the word. That way I can see victory every day. Because if I'm not seeing victory every day, I know, number one, God didn't miss it. I know that for a fact. I do understand Satan's here to steal, kill, and destroy. And so if it's an attack, I find out, God, is this legal or illegal? Legal means there's a door that's open. I've allowed it in somehow. If it's legal. If it's illegal, take authority over it and move on. If it's legal, repent and move on.
Amen.
Go to 1 John, please. 1 John, pull up the Passion, please. 1 John 2:15. Well, it's not going to hurt hanging out with them, you know. Look, that's between you and God. I'm not here to tell you how long you can hang out with somebody or how long you can't. But I will say this. I don't know if I will or not. Let's read this. Amen. Don't set the affections of your heart on what? Don't set your hallelujah. Don't set the affections of your heart on what?
This world.
Or in loving the things of the world, the love of the Father and the love of the world are what?
Incompatible.
Next, please. For all that the world can offer us, the gratification of our flesh.
Amen.
The allurement of the things of the world. The obsession with status and importance.
Amen.
None of these things come from the Father, but from the world.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all have the Passion. I got it. I should have pulled it up. I didn't think about it. I did. Hallelujah. There it is. So 1 John 2:15. Where's it at? I'm not in the Passion. That's why. Right there, anybody else got a Passion on their phone? You do? So there is a letter Q by the word world, ain't there, in verse 15? So if you click on that, it says, I'll read that. It says, don't set the affections of your heart on this world, or, and that word world right there, it says, stop loving the world system.
Amen.
And then it says, the ways of the world. What's the ways of the world? Well, you have to go to college, get a good education if you want anything nice.
Right. Amen.
Well, you gotta take all this medicine if you want to be healthy. You got to run this many miles if you want to be healthy. There are things we have to do naturally.
Yes, sir.
But it's not just magical stuff like that. Amen. And then if you click, did I put down another one? I think I did. Yeah, the second one. It's kind of, it says, if anyone persists in loving the world, there is no love for the Father in them. If anyone persists in loving the world's way of doing things. You know, it's being okay with everybody's lifestyle, they, you know, we'll embrace them all. Well, I'm not saying that we hate anybody. Number one, I'm saying that and I'm saying that. We don't hate anybody. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm not saying what you're doing is okay.
Right. You don't condone it.
Yeah, condoning it. Not condoning it. Now, if people are wanting to be delivered in things, okay, obviously we know what the Word of God says concerning these things. Yeah. We obviously do. But I'm not coming up forcing what I'm believing on everybody, so they shouldn't be able to force what they believe on me.
Amen.
Right? And so that's the thing. We shouldn't just allow the world to push us over at all. Like I was saying a while ago, you know, hanging out with people, there was this one guy. I started talking to him about angels and stuff. And he goes, ah, stop, just stop. I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. And then just a few seconds later, wants to cuss a blue streak. And looking back now, I should have just shut him down.
Yeah.
Said, no, look, if I can't say nothing about God, you ain't going to sit here in front of my face and cuss like that.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Look, in hindsight now, I see that, you know.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
So we shouldn't back off of what we believe just because they don't believe it. They can't sit there and cuss in front of our faces if we don't want them to. Why, if they don't want us preaching God or talking God to them, why should we stop then?
Amen.
We should demand equal time.
Amen.
You want to cuss crazy for 5 minutes? I'm going to talk about God for 5 minutes. I demand equal time.
Amen.
Equal time.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen. We'll look at this one real fast. Go over to Matthew 26, please. King James is fine. So don't become like the people of this world. Don't allow the world's mode to shape you. Don't allow it to squeeze you into its mold. Don't allow it to. Don't allow the way the world thinks to mold you, to get you to thinking that everything that they're doing is okay and that God loves them that way.
Yeah.
God loves them, number one.
Yes.
He doesn't love sin.
That's right.
Huh?
First, you just said
33? Sorry, thank you. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be what?
Offended.
He's talking to Jesus.
Right.
Yes. Right? And then Jesus tells him, well, you're going to deny me when the cock crows three times. No, I ain't. I won't do that. And then go to verse 73, I believe. Is it 73 or 72? Did I write it down? 73. And after a while came unto him that they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech, what? So what are they saying? No, you sound like Jesus.
Yeah.
You're with him.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Next verse. Then began he to what? See, he allowed a pressure to squeeze him into a mold.
Yep.
But how many times have we?
Amen.
I ain't talking about Peter by no means, because I know I've done the same exact thing. But how many times have we allowed that? People just hanging out with people and they just living crazy, and then all of a sudden now we're living like they are. Instead of running with people that believe like us. And then I'd even be careful of people saying that they're Christians.
Yes, sir.
because I want to see the fruits of your life.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I really do. Because I've learned that. I'll tell on myself real fast. I dated this one girl, and the reason I was dating her is because she said, "Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian." Come to find out, I don't even think, I don't know. Son. But just because she said I am, I believed her. So just somebody, I mean, I could write a name on a box. Just because I wrote that name on the box doesn't mean that that's what's on the inside of the box.
Amen.
Amen.
What's the fruit? What's your fruits then? I need to see you. I need to see what you're bearing, what kind of fruit you're bearing.
Yes.
Before I just, you know, want to hang out with you for a while. And I've learned that. I've learned this in my life because I'd hang out with people and stuff. And I tell myself, you know, I'm wanting to help them. But slowly, the things they did stop. Bothering me. Yeah, thank you. Bothering me. It's funny. Looking back now, it's like, wow, that is interesting. But yet we don't, you know, we're wanting to help them.
Right.
But how many times do we talk about God with them?
Right.
Yeah. You know, we're wanting to help them, but how many times have we discussed about the salvation of God, about being born again? You know, we're wanting to help them. How many times have we got the Bible out and read it to each other?
Amen.
But we'll talk about every single thing they want to talk about.
Right.
And we'll laugh at the dirty jokes.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to a point to where we're telling them. And now we're looking at these girls in little bathing suits dancing on TikTok with them. Amen.
Amen.
Don't allow the world to squeeze you into its mold.
Amen.
Don't allow it. Use the mold that God gave us, and it's that.
Yes,
the Bible.
Yes.
Yes,
and you can mold yourself to that or not. Your decision. I can't make any of you.
Amen.
Because I have to make the decision myself. It's not like God said, "You're going to be a pastor. I molded you. You got it now." No, I wish it would have been like that, son. That'd have been easy. It's still easy. You don't know why? Because greater is he that's in me.
Amen.
Than he that's in the world.
Amen.
But if I'm constantly hanging out with people that don't believe that greater is he that's in them, the greater one in them might be Satan.
Yes.
And now that's influencing me.
Yes.
And like I said a while ago, Satan doesn't care if it takes 10 years. If I can get you to move, I'll wait and I'll work on you. They didn't chisel out Mount Rushmore overnight. They chipped one little piece of rock away every little bit. And if that's all Satan's got to sit there and do to you, he knows eventually I'll have you. Amen. All right, we better stop. excuse me. One of y'all pray, please.